Speaking of things in review, the government recently did a review, segue, yeah, pretty good, of Australia's climate ambitions, our climate goals. They announced a couple of weeks back now a 2035 emissions reduction target of 62 to 70% below 2005 levels. Also released a net zero plan and blueprint for six economic sectors. So there's an ambition. Those in the far left would say it doesn't go far enough. The right in Australia really doesn't know where it's going on the whole net zero thing at this point. So what are the real practical steps we can take right now to reduce emissions? Is it speeding up renewable energy, cleaning up transport, rethinking how we use land and industry? Researchers have mapped out seven big actions that could make the difference between targets on paper and real change in the air we breathe. With us now is Catherine Quinn, an impact manager for Australian Policy at Climate Works, to explore just how realistic, how urgent, and how equitable these steps might be. So I'm pleased to say she joins us on the line. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. Great to talk to you.
No worries at all. So the government has released that ambition to cut emissions by up to 70% below 2005 levels. Do you think at this point we're likely to get there?
Yes, absolutely. Australia actually has a history of meeting and exceeding its emissions reduction targets. So I certainly think we can meet and exceed this target.
Yeah. You wrote a piece in The Conversation where you named seven things we could do to achieve the goal. Which of the seven things do you see as the most urgent and why?
So one of the really urgent things is just to electrify everything we can. So speeding up the pace of implementing renewables and then plugging everything into that clean energy source. So if we can charge our EVs, for example, from clean energy, and if we can electrify industry, those kind of hard to decarbonize sectors that take a lot of emissions and a lot of heat, that will make a huge, huge difference. Mm-hmm. But there's a range of things we can do across the economy. So increasing carbon storage in the land is another crucial one. So that can mean planting more trees. But ClimateWorks's analysis has actually found that we can address food security issues and biodiversity issues, as well as increasing carbon storage in the land, which is really, really important as well. So there's a lot of things across the economy that we can do that will put us at the cutting edge in terms of international trends and international competition and innovation, but also reduce emissions at the same time.
Do you think we have an issue with red tape, in particularly getting a lot of renewable energy projects up and running at this point?
So there's a lot of conversations about this at the moment. So I think it's something that really is front of mind for the federal government and for state governments. It's really challenging to make sure that you're meeting all the kind of pace requirements that are needed to meet this challenge, but also making sure that jobs are preserved and that things are done safely and nature is protected. So ClimateWorks has a lot of work about how do we make those trade-offs between, you know, land use and implementing renewables at the same time. But it's a constant puzzle that we're trying to work through, and it's something that's certainly front of mind for policymakers, I think.
Yeah. Well, do you think we need to get people kind of having this more front of mind as well? I note one of the things you mentioned in your piece in The Conversation is modernising our electricity use and getting different, like, for example, smart hot water systems could reduce pressure on the electricity grid of time to heat at times of plentiful energy. Do you think that people will be willing to go along with that sort of thing at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what people sometimes don't realise is that often the things that are wins for the climate are also wins for households as well. So we've found that electrifying hot water systems and using smart systems, as you mentioned, could save Australians $6.7 billion a year by 2040. So it's actually a huge kind of win-win. And the demand side is a really big new policy focus in these six sector plans that the government's released. So reducing electricity demand and using it at the right time, and making sure that we're efficient about how we use energy, will be a really, really important way to reduce emissions.
Yeah. I note that the targets the government has don't include coal exports. Would you like to see Australia scale back on that?
That's a really big challenge for Australia because our economy is so reliant on coal exports. But I think really what we need to be focusing on is the opportunities that are in store for Australia in the clean energy transition. So we need to really be thinking about jobs and how to support communities. But there's all these innovation opportunities. The world is slowly moving towards, or actually quite rapidly moving towards, renewables. So we need to be thinking about how Australia can capitalize on those opportunities.
Yeah. And at the moment, with the 70% target, the other 30%, would you like gas to be filling the void at this point?
So gas does have a place in the government's plans, but ultimately the world is moving away from fossil fuels. And eventually we can be using fossil fuels only for those really hard to decarbonize sectors. So things like producing concrete and things that are, it's really challenging to remove fossil fuels from that process entirely. But if we decarbonize all the kind of easy wins, then we can just reserve fossil fuel use for those hard to decarbonize sectors.
Excellent. Thank you so much for making the time this morning. That was fantastic.
Thanks a lot.
No worries at all. That was Catherine Quinn, Impact Manager for Australian Policy at ClimateWorks, working through some of the issues that Australia needs to address to hopefully achieve that 2035 emissions reduction target of 62 to 70%.